Hi, everybody. Now, today's module is going to be on formal events. To me, formal events differ dramatically from parties and dinner and dances, and often more emphasis is placed on the protocols in these events. So I've decided to include some video clips from three different types of formal events that I do for you here, as I feel that they will give you a good insight as to how I emcee different formal occasions. The first is a gala ball for a university. The second clip is a conference closing ceremony. And the third are weddings. So these clips are a good cross-section of various formal events for you to study. I'm not going to highlight specific techniques with these clips, as most formal events are more about the event than the MC's techniques. Also, formal events are about our speaking skills rather than presentation skills. But a point to note, though, is it is very important to speak clearly, enunciate correctly, and pronounce words properly. So, if you have to MC in any language other than your main language, and you can speak it, but you're not that confident yet in that language, then you're going to have to practice and practice your script until you become extremely confident if it's a formal event. There's absolutely no shortcuts here, especially for clients with unusual professions where you may be unfamiliar with a lot of their terminology. And even if the event is in your main language, when you speak, your words need to be spoken with intention. Now, what that means is you should have studied the script so that you understand and comprehend what you're talking about. I've said this before and I'll repeat it. If you can comprehend what you're reading and understand what you are reading, then the audience will understand what you're saying. This is one of the most important areas that actually distinguish good MCs from the run-of-the-mill. Now, a hot tip here, guys. I always check with the organizer or someone who will know how to pronounce words that I'm unfamiliar with, and then I write them out phonetically using a very familiar sound-alike word. Also, even though events are formal, you should still be yourself, as natural as possible within the boundaries of the event. If audiences find it hard to relax at very rigid formal events, but you're cool, you're calm, and you're confident, then the audience will feel that they're in good hands and they'll relax as well.
For the Monash Annual Ball, A Midsummer Night's Dream! Please join me as we warmly welcome our very special VVIPs. First of all, Professor Helen Bartlett, Pro Vice Chancellor and President of Monash University Malaysia. Mahendran Nair, Deputy President, Strategy. Dr. Sushila Nair, Registrar of Monash University, Malaysia. And ladies and gentlemen, we would also like you to warmly welcome our sponsor, Dr. Yoga Sharma from Malaysia Cosmetic Dentist. And of course, our heads of school, lecturers, administrative staff, and students from Monash University, Malaysia. Of course, no Midsummer Night's Dream would be possible without a little bit of Shakespeare, so let me give you that one more time. Tonight, a night of mystery, wonder, love, lust, and romance. The eye of man hath not heard, the ear of man hath not seen. Man's hand is not able to taste, his tongue to conceive, nor his heart to report what senses one could devour. For one night, you will come alive. We promise. Because a Midsummer Night's Dream is where our hearts meet in a garden of envy. After all, the course of true love never did run smooth. And to make the night come alive, ladies and gentlemen, would you please put your hands together and welcome onto the stage Monash University Student Association President, Mr. Ivan Lim. Now, the reason why we wanted you guys to feel this moment is because tonight I tell you that it is a packed program. Of course, the highlight, Mr. and Ms. Monash coming up soon. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we are going to bring on the Rejuvenate Dance Crew. They performed all around Malaysia, even Singapore. Some of their accomplishments include the 2014 Astro Battleground Champion, the Rock and Just Dance Competition Champions, and the Beat Street Dance Championship Champions. So ladies and gentlemen, they must be fabulous. Put your hands together and welcome Rejuvenate. For five. Truthfully, only for five. Which out of you five guys are the most garang, gila, gundu guys? Garang, gila, gundu! Which four? Okay, one. I'm bold. Garang, gila. The energy is building. Mr. and Ms. Monash, getting excited, the finalists waiting. But right now, ladies and gentlemen, we told you there would be non-stop entertainment for this fabulous Monash Foreign Midsummer Night's Dream. We are bringing out Malaysians, very own comedian, Andrew Netto. Now, Andrew is a regular feature in the Comedy Club KL, and he was the opening act for Russell Peters. Wow. Somebody gonna get hurt, huh? And Jeff Dunham's Disorderly Combat. Now, he's a comic with more spin than a high-speed turbine. With his twists, with his insights into the daily workings of the average Joe, ladies and gentlemen, warmly welcome your wonderful comedian for tonight, Andrew Netto! Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and a very, very warm welcome. We are live at RWS Singapore for the 17th EAAC Closing Ceremony. Ladies and gentlemen, to kick things off, would you please put your hands together and warmly welcome onto the stage of Singapore Arterial Society, Miss Jill Hoffman. Applause for that wonderful speech. Thank you. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we would like to do the presentation of the SCORI Best Paper Award. Being the fifth largest global reinsurance group in the world, SCORE has the tradition every year to reward the best academic work in the field of actuarial science with prizes in various European countries, France, Germany, Italy, Spain, and the United Kingdom. These prizes are designed to promote actuarial science, to develop and encourage research in this field, and to contribute to the improvement of risk knowledge and management. They are recognized in the insurance and reinsurance industries as a mark of excellence. This year, SCORE Actuarial Award is extended to the Asia Pacific region. It rewards actuaries for their innovative work in risk analysis and management and bears witness to our desire to further reinforce our continuous support for actuarial science in line with SCORE's global dimensions. The SCORE Actuarial Award juries are composed of researchers and insurance, reinsurance, and finance professionals. The winners are selected using criteria including the command of actuarial concepts, the quality of the analysis instruments used, and the potential practical application of the topics covered to the world of risk management. This year, the Asia Pacific Award goes to Alex Hung, Bridget Brown, Aaron Brun for their research work on catastrophic mortality bonds, analyzing basic risk and hedge effectiveness. The juries appreciate very much the high quality of the research work based on its originality, practical relevance in a field that will develop in the next few years, particularly in Asia, ease of application, and contribution to actuarial community and clarity of presentation. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome SCORE Singapore Hub CEO, Mr. Ben Ho, on stage to present the award to our rightful winners. Mr. Ben for this year, the prize money is going to be 10,000 Singapore dollars and a recognition certificate by SCORE Foundation. So please put your hands together as we proudly welcome Alex, Bridget, and Aaron. Well, it's just Bridget receiving on their behalf. A big round of applause. Congratulations for their research work on catastrophic mortality bonds, analyzing basic risk and hedge effectiveness. Now we'd like to ask Mr. Ben Ho to please remain on stage. Mr. Ho, would you do us the honor, please? Because right now we are going to have something special. Share the joy of winning of the SCORE Actuarial Award in Asia with the delegates of this event. So SCORE have, in addition, sponsored a lucky draw. Let's give them a big hand. We are giving away two Nespresso coffee machines for the lucky draw winners. So I'm going to call. Thank you. Fingers crossed, guys, we have our first winner. And the lucky winner is Towers Watson, Kaishong FSA Sierra. Congratulations! You have won a fabulous espresso machine. And I think we'll wait, darling. We're going to get you to wait because we're going to take a group photo. No, we're not. No, lie. I know you want to drink coffee. This is a lovely machine, but we're going to take a group photo because we still have one more winner, and this person is from Peak Ree. Where's Peak Ree? Put your hands up, Peak Ree. Angela Coy Chili. Congratulations, Angela. A lovely espresso machine for you. And now, we'd like to have a group photo of both of our winners. Give them a big hand, ladies and gentlemen. Congratulations. SCORE has sponsored two espresso coffee machines for the lucky draw tonight. Well done, guys. You may go down. And let's give Mr. Ben Ho a big round of applause. Thank you so much for doing this, the honor. I'm going to be your wedding MC tonight for Nikki and Diane's wedding. My name is Donna Daniels, and I come all the way from Australia. Hi. Now, this is a beautiful fairy tale wedding, from the fabulous invitation cards to the beautiful, fantastic twinkling lights. And I'm sure you're wondering about this exotic stage presentation. This is quite unusual for a wedding, right? We've got Genghis Khan. Mongolia, you will recognize this, right? This is a fabulous, fabulous statue. And all the wonderful 3D dimensional figurines that you see up here are some of the fantastic places that Nikki and Diane have visited. So ladies and gentlemen, I think this morning there was a Ferrari convoy bringing them all the way here to their solemnization. And this is a dream come true for them tonight. So first and foremost, they want to say thank you so much for coming, being a part of this night, and blessing their wedding for them. Thank you. Now, this is Nikki and Diane's Absolute Adventure, and there is a video that we're about to show, and it was personally edited by Diane, and of course Nikki contributed as well, and it's showing you Nikki is actually a very adventure-loving guy, and Diane, not so much. She's a girly girl, but she embraced it, definitely. So I want you to look at their fabulous courtship montage video. It's going to showcase some of the exciting adventures that they've done together. They've gone bungee jumping and deep sea diving, skiing, dog sledding, and I even saw them swimming with sharks. A little bit more about these fabulous wedding gifts. They're actually handmade exquisitely in Mongolia, hand-painted, and it's going to be a gur. A gur is the traditional Mongolian house. It's got Nikki and Diane's name on it, and because the gur has been used for centuries to protect in the harshest of winters, the cool and the hottest of summers, they chose the gur as their wedding favor to you because it's a symbol of Nikki and Diane's enduring love for each other. So now, ladies and gentlemen, we sincerely hope you'll cherish their beautiful wedding gift. We have a short video just to show you what it is. And now, ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to explain about the next video that is going to come up. And honestly and truthfully, for Nikki and Diane's wedding, it's the best of the best. Absolutely. They went to Sardinia for their pre-wedding photos, and I thought nothing could possibly top that, but actually, they also went to Mongolia. And I actually saw the video, Nikki and Diane, they went through a tremendous amount of difficulties in Mongolia. It's a fabulous country, it's a stunning...
We are officially married now, but I'll still leave the catching of cockroaches and lizards to you. I will no doubt continue to annoy you, so thank you for putting up with me. Last but not least, thank you Heaven's Gift for creating such a wonderful event, Donna Daniels and GC Live for the entertainment, the makeup room for making my bride extremely beautiful, and Moo Media for capturing all the wonderful moments. Thank you all for your presence tonight.
Ladies and gentlemen, give them a standing ovation! Come on! This is the wedding of the year! Nikki and Diane! Congratulations!
Please continue to drink and get drunk.
Tonight. They want to say thank you so much for you coming together, blessing, enjoying, and celebrating with them. It actually means a tremendous amount to them for you coming tonight. So give yourselves a big round of applause. Thank you so much for blessing this very auspicious event. The night is young. The night is young. There's lots of alcohol. There's lots of exciting things happening. The DJ is going to spin some songs. If you want to dance, if you want to drink, if you want to party, relax, enjoy, celebrate with Nikki and Diane. Thank you.
Jonathan and Ty. Do you guys want to know a little bit more
about how compatible Jonathan and Ty are? Yes? In that case, I'm going to invite them onto the stage and we're going to put them in a quiz. Is that okay? But I'm going to separate you just for a little bit, okay? Ty, you sit down here. Doesn't she look stunning? Don't you think so? Doesn't he look handsome? Yes. Now, this is what's going to happen. This is a little bit of a quiz, but actually I met Jonathan and Ty a couple of weeks ago. I was very impressed because they were so romantic to each other. Jonathan told me when he first saw Ty, he said, if I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together. Oh. And Ty, she's just as romantic. She looked at Jonathan and she said, is your name Wi-Fi? Because I feel a connection. Now, this is what's going to happen. We're going to see how connected they really are. They have two placards. Let me just show the audience the placard. Okay, if it's the pink side facing the audience with the shoe, the high heel shoe, you are going to answer the girl. Ty is the one. If it is the mustache facing out, blue side, you're going to answer that the guy. Jonathan knows the answer to this question, okay? Now, I'm going to ask you a few simple questions, an easy one first, okay, just to get you started. A test question. Who is the biggest flirt? Is it Jonathan or is it Ty? If it's Ty, you hold up, okay? If it's Jonathan, hold it up. You must answer, darling. You must. She can't see you. Don't worry. I'm protecting. You're protected. Don't worry. You're still safe. You must... Okay. That was just a quick test. Now, let me fill you in what happened here. I did ask. We polled some of the audience in the cocktail session. Some of the questions are our questions, but some of the questions I can take absolutely no responsibility for. Okay? But these are our questions. Who talks more? Okay, these two are connected.
Now, key points for this module. Key point number one, formal events focus more on our speaking skills rather than our presentation techniques. Key point number two, speak clearly, enunciate words correctly, and pronounce them properly. Key point number three, understand what you are talking about, and then your audience will be able to grasp what you're saying. And key point number four, be cool, calm, and collected. Now, your action steps for this module. Action step number one, study all scripts thoroughly until you understand them. Action step number two, check how to pronounce any unfamiliar words or terminology. Action step number three, write out phonetically anything you can't pronounce properly. And action step number four, practice and practice and practice until you are confident. Because you chose to be an MC. So guys, this is your work. This is your passion and this is your purpose. Be the best you can be. And with this attitude, that's how you'll build your business, make more money, and live your dreams. So take care, everyone. See you soon.